Good morning. Another beautiful sunny day in Halifax. This is Jane Kirby, and again, this is Operation Wake Up on CKDU 88.1 FM. I'm going to start off the morning with a little update that's actually a bit sad and unfortunate. Muriel Duckworth, who many people will remember recently, turned 100. And Muriel Duckworth is a really amazing and tireless social justice activist and advocate. She's fallen pretty ill. She broke her hip, I guess, a few weeks ago, and has since caught pneumonia while being in hospital. And it looks as if she is on her way out. So I just wanted to mention that because Muriel has done so much work, particularly with the Voice of Women for Peace. She was a dedicated peace and anti-war activist, a dedicated feminist activist, and just did some really amazing work, and was a really passionate and amazing woman for over 60 years. And again, she's now 100, and unfortunately, quite possibly on her way out. So hopefully everyone can send their warm wishes and warm thoughts to Muriel and be inspired by the legacy that she has left behind her. So on that somber note, I'm going to cut to a song really quickly. And then when we come back, I'm going to be talking a little bit about sexual violence at universities, and in particular, an incident of sexual assault that occurred on the Carleton University campus. The university's response to that incident, and the women in Ottawa, the women of Carleton University, and they're campaigning for a sexual assault center. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. I'm going to do an interview with Julie Lalonde, who is with the Coalition for a Carleton Sexual Assault Center. And that will probably take up all the time we have for the show. So, but stay tuned. Up next, we've got a song by LAL off the album Deportation.
London Bridge is falling down. People run scared. Deja vu in Brixton Town. It's time we prepare. This is war. Thank you.
That was London Bridge off LAL's album Deportation. So in the news recently has been talk of Carleton University's recent comments that were in response to a court case that was brought against the university. In 2007, a woman was quite violently, from what I have seen of the court documents, quite violently sexually assaulted while working after hours in a lab, I believe, on campus, on the Carleton University campus. And this woman believed that the university did not does not take responsibility for ensuring the safety of its students, and particularly its female students, does not take their safety seriously, and so sued the university. And that court case did just recently get settled, but in the midst of the court case, the university stated that the victim's injury were caused or contributed to by the plaintiff through her own negligence. She was not keeping a proper lookout for her own safety. So denying their own responsibility and complicity in the attacks, and blaming the woman for being attacked. So this assault I drew some attention on the Carleton University campus to what I would call rampant sexual violence on campuses across the country. And a group of students calling themselves the Coalition for a Carleton Sexual Assault Center formed in response and have been campaigning ever since. And they've recently been campaigning calling not only for a sexual assault center, but also for the university to retract and apologize for its recent comments. So I'm not going to say any more, because I am going to do an interview with Julie Lalonde from Carleton University. So she will tell you more. I'm speaking to Julie Lalonde from the Coalition for a Carleton Sexual Assault Center. And the coalition has been active recently, in particular in response to some of the comments that were made by members of the Carleton University administration regarding a lawsuit that was being put forward by a woman who was sexually assaulted on campus. So hi, Julie.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
I'm really good. So Julie, can you start off by giving us some details about what's been going on and what's sort of spurred the recent wave of activity demanding a sexual assault center and in protest of Carleton University's response to issues of sexual assault and sexual violence?
Yeah, so in September, I think it was August 31st of 2007, there was a high-profile sexual assault that happened at Carleton. It was high-profile because it was a student that was on campus studying late at night. Someone broke into the building, actually just came right into the building. She was beaten, sexually assaulted. It was quite vicious, and because it was a typical, stereotypical stranger danger kind of assault, it obviously made the news, and it was right before Frosh Week, so it brought a lot of really negative press to Carleton. Shortly thereafter, the coalition formed to try to get a sexual assault center on campus. We've been lobbying with Carleton since that time. And what recently came out, the Ottawa Citizen just broke the news about a week or so ago that in December of 2008, the woman known only as Jane Doe sued Carleton University for failing to protect her. And she sued the university for money in order to pay for the physiotherapy and the dental work and the loss of income that she incurred from the attack. And instead of settling with her and giving her the money that she asked for, Carleton University issued a legal defense, which included some really problematic language and included about 4 pages of saying that we are not to blame for what happened to you. You are to blame for what happened to you. And includes the quotes that the victim failed to prevent the assault, failed to look out for her own safety, and that the injuries she claims to have incurred were excessive, exaggerated, and due to a pre-existing medical condition. So the coalition obviously was completely outraged. We had issued press releases. We had a really well-attended demonstration yesterday, and Carlton has gotten bad press from across the country and even from the United States, accusing them, we think rightfully so, of victim blaming. And so one day before the planned demo, Carlton settled the lawsuit with Jane Doe and issued a statement to the school saying that the issue has been resolved. Now let's move on.
Maybe you can clarify for our listeners exactly what is the problem with victim blaming, and what does this imply about Carleton University? Obviously, victim blaming as an attitude is pretty pervasive in society, so it'd be good to remind our listeners exactly what the problem is with victim blaming.
Yeah, well, what sexual assault in particular is one of the only crimes where people question the person, the victim. We prefer the term survivor, but for this case, it was always referred to as the victim. So the victim of the crime is questioned on their own motives. And so why is it that if I was walking down campus and I was a man and I was robbed, no one would say, what were you doing on campus wearing fancy clothes? And so sexual assault in particular really attracts these stereotypes and these horrible kind of connotations that a woman was asking to be assaulted. And so what Carlton was saying is that this woman was assaulted because she failed to look out for herself. Instead of saying that a perpetrator came to Carlton, targeted you, and sexually assaulted you, and you were not to blame for what happened. You were doing what every great student should be doing, which is going above and beyond and doing their homework and being a great student. And instead, Carlton spun that around to, what were you doing on campus late at night? And this, we hear this all the time. We hear, you know, you can change what were you doing on campus late at night with what were you doing having so many drinks, what were you doing wearing that dress, instead of turning that conversation around to, why are we allowing men to rape and sexually assault women? Where are the men in this particular conversation? And this is what the coalition is particularly upset with.
So what do you think the university's responsibility is to combat sexual violence on campus?
First, the first thing that we've been that we're asking for, particularly right now, what we have been asking for since the beginning, is for Carlton to just lay it out on the table and accept the fact that campuses, and not solely Carlton University, campuses are sites of high rates of sexual assault. The first 6 weeks of school is when there are the highest rates of sexual assault. Women between the ages of 16 and 25 experience the highest rates of sexual assault. So Carlton needs to just lay it out there and be honest about the fact that this is happening, whether we like it or not. And then to take some sort of accountability. As an institution, we have a responsibility to not just react to different incidents, which is what Carlton has done in the past, but instead work to prevent sexual assault, create an environment on campus where we do not allow sexual assault. We do not tolerate violence against women or men. And that we work to prevent it instead of just waiting until it happens and then saying, oh, now what do we do?
Yeah, that sounds amazing. But what would that look like to you, Julie? What would it look like to have the campus be a place in which sexual violence was not tolerated? I mean, Carlton's response to this obviously shows that it's an institution that does tolerate sexual violence and that does believe it's the woman's responsibility to prevent it. But how would we turn that around? What does that look like?
Well, that's a great question, actually. And what we did from the beginning is I started the coalition with another student, so it was her and I, and she was not from Carlton. And so as soon as the sexual assault happened, she said, we've got to throw our resources behind the sexual assault center. We have to help them. And I said, well, we don't have a sexual assault center here. And she said, well, she was completely baffled by this because she came from the U of A, which has a really, really fantastic sexual assault center. And so we did research on the services and the programs that Carlton had, and they are lacking and patchy at best. And so what we've proposed is a sexual assault center that would not only support survivors of violence, but it would also work to have preventative measures in place. So we would have public awareness campaigns where we have honest and frank discussions about what is consent, what is healthy sexuality. We would have workshops, we would have speakers, we would have poster campaigns. We would have the message everywhere on campus all the time that sex can be a fantastic experience if you are two consenting adults, and that people should be able to express their sexuality without it being turned into victim blaming if someone takes it to somewhere it doesn't want to be, and that if you experience sexual assault, Carlton is here to support you, that we have a network, that we're a community that looks out for each other instead of everyone for themselves, which is unfortunately the route that Carlton has chosen to take.
So I understand that Carlton believes that it has made some concessions in this regard, and I'm wondering if you could elaborate on what those concessions are and why exactly you think that they're inadequate.
Well, Carlton has invested $1.6 million in safety measures since the assault in 2007. Most of that money was spent on cameras and improved lighting, which we feel is still a reactive measure, and it also perpetuates the idea that sexual assault will happen by a stranger, in a bush, a man in a trench coat. I mean, not to downplay that those things actually happen, and in fact they happen at Carlton, but that 80% of people who are assaulted by someone they know, and so a camera's not going to help these people. It will only possibly aid in the catching of the assailant. And all the other initiatives that Carlton has proposed are not set in stone, they're not specific, they're very kind of broad, elusive ideas that we will coordinate existing services. What does that mean? If the services aren't there, what exactly are you going to coordinate? A couple of the other initiatives that they've put forward were actually put forward by the coalition and other students, and it took us over a year and a half of lobbying to get. So we feel it's a little arrogant of the university to issue this press release talking about all these great initiatives that they volunteered to put forward, when that's not, in fact, in any way reflective of the situation itself, and that a university shouldn't be forced or get sued before they put together some sort of plan to address sexual assault on campus.
What were the initiatives? Sorry, Julie, what were the initiatives that you were pushing for that they accepted?
Well, they're going to have Man Talk in October, which is Michael Kaufman from the U.S. has this great workshop where it's a man talking to other men about sexual violence and how men need to call other men on negative behavior, which is organized by the Ottawa Coalition to End Violence Against Women. We're really excited about that particular project. But Octiva, which is the Ottawa Coalition, has been fighting with us against Carlton and has been calling Carlton out on their lack of initiative. And so for Carlton to just say, oh, we volunteered to have Man Talk come, was a real insult to Octiva, because Octiva pushed really hard and lobbied really hard to get this person to come, and Carlton made no recognition of the fact that this should have happened a long time ago. And the only other initiative that they've put forward is something to accompany our No Means No campaign. They haven't explained what that is. They haven't fleshed it out. We haven't been given details or even a timeline. But in their press release, they said that they would be putting forward a poster campaign to accompany the students' No Means No campaign. And those are the only two initiatives that they've put forward, besides increased security in terms of cameras and lighting.
So why do you think that the university is so resistant to have a sexual assault center or to put in place any of these other initiatives that you've been suggesting?
Personally, since the beginning, I've really felt that the resistance comes from Carlton's fear of bad press. Carlton's administration comes to everything from this idea of how will this make us appear. Instead of viewing a sexual assault center as a positive for the university, as a symbol of solidarity, as a symbol of we care about our community and therefore we support them, Carlton views this as, oh my goodness, people are going to think we're the rape school, that rape is so prevalent on Carlton's campus that we have to dedicate services and a space solely to this. That is how bad it is at Carlton. Meanwhile, there are other universities that have sexual assault centers, and they are not known as quote-unquote rape schools. And so Carlton could actually be a leader, could actually say, look at us, we're taking a proactive approach, and instead we feel they're backing away from the issue and trying to downplay it for fear of bad press. Well, it turns out that downplaying it blew up in their faces, because instead of doing something, they waited until they got sued before they put together some sort of plan.
So what have the coalition's activities looked like recently to push Carlton further in this regard?
Well, in the January of 2008, which was the first big initiative that we put forward, we had a referendum question as part of student elections where over 75% of undergraduate students and over 80% of graduate students voted in favor of a student-run, university-funded sexual assault center. Since that time, we've continued to collect petitions. We've had different tablings, different booths that we've had on campus. We had a major, major poster campaign that kind of went viral on campus, where we just said, where is our sexual assault center? And so people started asking, well, where is the sexual assault center? I voted for it. Where is it? And finally, with this particular lawsuit, we said enough is enough. We have to go public. And so yesterday, we held a rally on campus where we protested outside of campus to draw attention to the campus. And we marched to President Runte's office, where she actually came out and addressed us, which was quite a surprise because we've been demanding a meeting from her since September of 2007. And this is the first time she actually came out to speak to us. So that was a bit of a victory, definitely.
So you said over 75% of undergraduate and 80% of graduate students voted for the sexual assault center?
And that was in January of 08, and so we're quite positive that if we were to have another referendum in the January election, that the numbers would be at par or even higher.
So why has the university been ignoring that referendum?
We haven't the slightest clue. When President Runte came into power, President Runte was not in power when the sexual assault happened in 2007. And when she came into power, she came on this platform of, I am the student's president. I am accessible. You can see me anytime. So we were really excited. We thought, this is great. This is going to be, Carlton's kind of turning the page, and we're going to work with her, and it's just going to be fantastic. And they have refused to acknowledge a democratically elected referendum that proves that, in total, over 80% of students support this. And in doing the campaigning for the referendum question, the few people that didn't agree with the sexual assault center only said they felt the resources should be spent elsewhere in terms of just beefing up existing services. But nobody on campus, except for administration, is denying that there needs to be major improvements done to sexual assault response at Carleton.
So the administration hasn't issued any response to that, any direct response to that referendum?
No, nothing at all. Absolutely nothing.
Wow, that's actually pretty scary that they can ignore the will of the students to that extent, because 75 and 80% in a referendum, that those are really high numbers. Like, I don't think we would see those in Halifax.
Yeah, and like, you know, students don't go out to vote in the first place. So if you're getting students out to vote on this issue, I mean, someone said yesterday during the rally, 80% is a scholarship. So, I mean, 80% is a big number. It's a large number of people who came out full out to support this, and we're expecting it, which I think they should, right? I mean, if 80% of people vote for something, they should just expect it to happen. And people were completely and totally flabbergasted come the following September when we said, they told us no. And people are still kind of shaking their heads on that.
So you mentioned that the coalition has quite a bit of community support. Has there been any negative response from the community? Has there been any backlash at all against this initiative?
We haven't actually gotten any substantial backlash. We have gotten, in terms of the press and in terms of certain, here and there we hear more of a conversation of, I don't understand why the victim sued Carleton, and kind of chooses to make it about that. And since the beginning, we've said we actually support this woman's right to sue the university, but either way, it doesn't take away from Carleton's legal defense, what Carleton said in terms of victim blaming. And so the only negativity that we've gotten around this issue is in regards to the logistics of the lawsuit, but we have yet to hear from anyone other than Carleton administration that a sexual assault center on campus is a bad idea. We have unanimous support from every range, every organization, every media outlet, everything we can find anywhere who've been in contact with us have been in complete and total support. Even the media has been quite slanted in our favor, to be honest.
Which is really surprising. That's really awesome. I'm glad to hear that. So what's next for the coalition? You had the demonstration yesterday, which maybe you can tell us a little bit about. I understand it went pretty well. But what's next?
Well, we had the really successful rally yesterday where we were surprised by not the amount of people, because we expected a lot of people to come out to this because there has been major outcry, but we were really surprised and happy to see the range of people that were there. We had faculty members. We had a lot of people from the University of Ottawa. We had people from the Sexual Assault Support Center of Ottawa. So we had people from outside of Carleton's campus, which was really great. And so we're going to continue with the mobilization that we have. Thursday, the coalition will be interviewed with Jane Doe, as in the Jane Doe who successfully sued the Toronto Metro Police. And so she's come forward and said that she's in complete and utter disbelief over Carleton's stance. So we have that big media blitz on Thursday. We sent out another email requesting an interview with President Rente, saying that we want to meet with you. You know, now's the time. We've shed the spotlight on this. Now is your opportunity to do something. And we're continuing to get our efforts together and build up some energy and momentum for Frosh Week. We're going to put aside the lobbying and just focus on incoming students, making sure they're aware about consent, no means no. You know, although we don't have a sexual assault center, if something happens to you, these are the services that are available. Because we're not here solely to just be up against admin. We're here because we genuinely care about improving safety. So Frosh Week is going to be a big focus for us.
That's really awesome. What can supporters, is there anything that supporters out here in Halifax can do to help you folks out?
Absolutely. We really that the reason why Carleton responded is because of public outcry. And so we encourage people to continue to send letters to the residents_office@carleton.ca. Go to the website, fax her, call her. She has been getting tons and tons and tons of letters from across the country, and every single one of them has really helped show that this is not about us. It's not just the coalition vendetta against Carleton, that this is an issue that really needs to be addressed.
And I think it is pretty significant across the country. We're broadcasting at the moment from the Dalhousie University campus, where we also do not have a sexual assault center. We do have a women's center, but that is not equipped to provide a full-scale sexual assault response services. And we have what they call a harassment prevention office, which used to be the sexual harassment prevention office, but apparently they don't believe that the need for an office devoted primarily to dealing with sexual assault is necessary anymore. So I feel like Carleton's struggle is maybe everybody's struggle.
Absolutely. I mean, I was talking to someone today who's actually from Mount Allison, and Mount Allison has a crisis center. I mean, there are universities across the country who have stepped up to the plate and who have done something about it, but this is everybody's problem. Not even if you're, regardless of whether you're even a student, I mean, for Carleton to support victim blaming is an insult to survivors, to victims, and I believe to women everywhere.
Absolutely. Well, thanks very much, Julie. But before we close off the interview, is there anything that you'd like to add and to say to the listeners?
I just actually would like to take the opportunity to thank everyone who has come out in support of us. We're quite overwhelmed with gratitude, and that people didn't even need to be rallied. As soon as people heard and read what Carleton wrote, people were flooding us with emails saying, how can I help? And so I just wanted to thank you for inviting me to come and speak, and to everyone who has come out and supported us when it really wasn't, it doesn't affect people directly, so to speak. And so to see so many people come out in support is a real show of solidarity, and that we're really, really grateful for that.
Well, thanks so much for speaking with us, Julie. It's very
much
appreciated.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.